For TV watchers, it's been a long and lonely 7 weeks since the television writers' strike ended. We have been waiting, not so patiently, for our old friends to come back.
Who's crazier, me or Ann Curry?
Tracy, I have missed you so much. 30 Rec comes back 8 days from today, by the way. But word is, those 4 months of picketing writers may have changed forever the way network television puts together a season. Really. Tom Geyer is a senior editor for Entertainment Weekly. And Tom, today NBC is going to try something different, launching shows in a very different manner than it has previously done. They're going to use a staggered schedule. Explain to folks how NBC usually did it in the past, and then we'll talk about why or why this isn't a really radical departure.
Well, in the past, traditionally, the networks all announced their big fall lineups in May at an upfront presentation, and then they sell all of their ads around that time to advertisers. They present the new shows, and then there's the big fall launch, and crammed with, you know, 15, 20 new shows per network. They're all rolled out in September and October. Some mid-season show comes in January, February, but for the most part, the big push is in the fall.
And these upfronts, they get all the stars there, they gather all the critics, they do kind of a dog and pony show.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. It's a big dog and pony show for the advertisers and to try and announce the new shows and the new stars.
So this new method that they're going to try today, this staggered schedule, they're calling it the infronts?
I guess they're going to call it whatever they want to call it. I think the big reason for this for NBC, you have to remember NBC is in fourth place among the four networks. So they're going to trot out anything they can to try and look different and look as if they're not just treading water in the ratings race. You know, it's worth bearing in mind that Fox tried a similar plan back in May 2004. And by the following year, 2005, they were back to the same thing that every other network had been doing.
So NBC is going to have what they're describing as a staggered schedule. What does that mean?
It means that they're going to try and roll out shows not all at once in September and October, but much like the cable networks do, so that you have new episodes of The Closer coming in June or whenever they happen to come. It's certainly something that's probably worth trying, and certainly all of the networks are thinking about programming new things in the summertime and in different times of year when there might not be quite as much clutter in terms of getting viewers' attention. If everyone is rolling out their best stuff in September and October, it's kind of hard to break out of the pack.
Yeah, when I worked in cable news, that was the big thing you did. You rolled out your new shows in the summer because that's when younger viewers were available.
That's true as well. And certainly there have been examples from Seinfeld to Survivor of big shows that got their launch in the summertime.
Another big change seems to be the number and the types of pilots being ordered. Tell me about the number of pilots that networks usually order as compared to how many they're ordering after this writer's strike.
Well, this writer's strike hit right at the heart of the pilot season. I mean, traditionally networks commission up to as many as 40 or 50 scripts, and sometimes as many as 20 or 30 different pilots, from which they choose maybe about a dozen or so new shows for the fall. But if there's no writing that was happening from November on, it was really it really upended things for a lot of the networks. And so they're now faced with fewer pilots and the prospect of perhaps actually returning shows that might have been on the bubble and might not have returned otherwise.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you have any examples of those shows that might have been on the bubble?
ER, Scrubs, Prison Break, those are all shows that were expected to end this season, and all of which are going to be coming back next season.
Because they didn't have enough time to come up with new stuff?
In part that, and in part because, you know, these are old war horses that still have some popularity in them, and so faced with the prospect of some completely unknown quantity that they might have had to rush to get on the air versus something that may be on its last legs, like According to Jim, suddenly looks a whole lot more attractive.
to some people. We're talking to Tom Geyer, senior editor for Entertainment Weekly, about some of the aftermath of the writer's strike. It's been over for 7 weeks now. We're actually just starting to see some of the effects. You know, when the writer's strike hit, there were shows that were in their infancy. Shows like Pushing Daisies had just launched. It had a lot of critical acclaim. But that show really didn't have time to build a strong following. Is a show like that out for the season, or will it get a second life?
Well, that's one of the other good things about this condensed pilot season. It means that shows that were on the bubble, that were just getting their sea legs, like Pushing Daisies, Dirty Sexy Money, Life, Chuck, and even critically acclaimed things that were on the bubble, like Friday Night Lights, they all look like they're going to be back next season. Hmm. And probably get a new big push as if they were brand new shows.
Now, the fact that these shows are coming back in the fall, these ones that were on the bubble, and there aren't as many pilots as being created, does this mean, let's talk about the folks like the crew members and the guys who work in craft services and stuff, does this mean they're still a little bit out of luck in terms of work?
Well, what it means is that, there's still going to be the same number of shows on the air. I mean, the networks still have all of those holes to plug. But it does mean that there are a whole lot of actors and writers who got their work just from the pilot season, whether or not their show ever made it to the air. And so that does mean that there is a crimp in terms of that sort of little market.
The pilot people who get work on doing pilots and stuff.
Exactly.
So we can see that the strike has changed production at the TV networks, but what has it changed for us, the viewer?
I think we're going to see a lot of our favorite shows come back. We're going to see some of our shows that might have been on the bubble have a second chance to get a full life, like Pushing Daisies. And in terms of some of our big favorite shows that are just coming back on the air in the next few weeks, a much more condensed story so that, shows like Lost or Desperate Housewives that were expecting to have a second half of the season that lasted 14 episodes, suddenly have to condense all of that plot into just 5 or 6 shows.
Tom Geyer is a senior editor for Entertainment Weekly. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.